It is the battle between two of the oldest arachnids found on the planet. Can the armored scorpion win the day against the sheer size of the tarantula? When weighing the odds of a tarantula versus a scorpion and who would win in a fight, it seems even as to which animal wins. To decide which one of these famous arachnids wins in a fight, we must look at what makes each unique. Let's compare these fighters head-to-head and see which opponent has the highest odds of winning. Key factors in a fight between a tarantula and a scorpion. To decide who takes the win and who loses the fight, it comes down to three factors: their size, speed, and each animal's unique attack and defense adaptations. We would examine each below and come to a conclusion based on these factors. Tarantula versus scorpion, size and speed. There are over 1,000 species of tarantula and over 2,600 types of scorpions found worldwide. Therefore, size is a key factor in deciding which animal wins the fight. On average, tarantulas take this category. Tarantulas are the largest spider species, with the largest being the Goliath bird-eating tarantula at 4.7 inches long at the body and 11 inches at the legs. In contrast, the largest scorpion species is the giant forest scorpion, which is only 9 inches long on average. However, when it comes to speed, tarantulas often have a clear advantage. The red knee tarantula can travel at speeds of up to 18 miles per hour. Tarantulas are capable of quick movement but are hindered by poor eyesight. To compensate, tarantulas rely on the sensitive hairs on their body and legs. These hairs transmit movement and vibrations into a tracking system to navigate their surroundings. Tarantulas have the size and speed advantage. Tarantula versus scorpion, weapons and fighting styles. Both species have their own specialized adaptations for defense and attack. They are highly efficient predators. They often exist within the same territory and prey on the same smaller insects. While scorpions and tarantulas do not encounter each other often, they will fight viciously to defend territory when they do. Tarantula versus scorpion, venom. While some species of tarantula lack venom, nearly all scorpions are venomous. Venomous tarantulas have sharp pincers near their mouths that inject prey with venom when they bite. Scorpions, of course, have their whip-like tail. The tail portion of their body is tipped with two sharp pincers. Scorpions attack swiftly with their tail to inject venom into their prey quickly. Both venomous tarantulas and scorpions have powerful venom that can contain a cocktail of different neurotoxins to disable or kill an attacker. The strength of that venom and the speed with which it begins to affect the attacker depends on the individual species. However, while tarantula venom is not often deadly to humans, 25 species of scorpions have venom that can severely injure or even kill us. In fact, scorpions are one of the most deadly venomous animals on Earth. The scorpion has the advantage with the possession of deadly venom. Tarantula versus scorpion, natural defenses. The scorpion's entire body is covered with a hard exoskeleton made of chitin, a highly effective defense against attack. However, many tarantula species have mouth pincers so sharp that they can puncture the exoskeleton of many insects and arachnids. Scorpions rely on a swift attack to disable an enemy, and their speed heavily plays into their overall attack style. However, tarantulas can often predict another animal's attack using the data collected by the sensory hairs covering their body. In terms of natural defenses, the two seem evenly matched. If a scorpion fights a tarantula, who wins? The scorpion would win the fight against a tarantula. When weighing the advantages of each species separately, the odds seem even in a fight between a scorpion and a tarantula. But when weighed together, the scorpion's speed, tough exoskeleton, and deadly venom all point to a clear winner. Despite the tarantula's size advantage, the scorpion is capable of a quick, deadly attack that makes it one of the most dangerous arachnids in the world. The smaller scorpion is often far more dangerous than the tarantula in most situations. Scorpion stings kill around 3,500 people every year. However, when encountering either in the wild, both are capable of severe injury to a human. When it comes to fearing spiders and scorpions, trust us when we say that fear is not without merit. Other animals, tarantula versus rattlesnake. When considering a hypothetical battle between a tarantula and a rattlesnake, it would be assumed that the larger snake would emerge victorious. However, the unique characteristics of the tarantula actually make it more likely to come out on top. Although the rattlesnake may be faster, the tarantula's hunting skills and ability to ambush its prey give it an advantage. In a fight between these two creatures, the outcome would be determined by a single move. Whoever strikes first will likely be the victor. It all depends on the circumstances of their encounter, such as who detects the other first and how quickly they react. Overall, while the rattlesnake may be bigger, the tarantula's unique skills and strategies would give it a fighting chance in a battle between these two predators.